Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me in this very classic episode about Alabama, specifically LeBryan Ray, the defensive end, we are talking NFL draft prospects with my host, Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, Jeremiah? Talking about LeBryan Ray, a guy who's battled a lot of injuries at Alabama over his tenure. But he said, you know what? I'm working through him. I'm ready to get in the draft, and we'll see where he can end up in about a month in April.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching, tell us, how excited are you for the draft? How excited are you as an Alabama fan to see your players go into the draft, to see those prospects? And we know that a lot of Alabama people are going to get drafted, so we wanted to bring you information about every player in the Alabama lineup that's going to be entering the draft, so you have the best information about what's going on and what's happening in the world of football. And that's what we love to do here at 100 Yards of Football. So thank you so much for watching live, and thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Mr. Logan Landers, NFL draft prospect LeBryan Ray, the defensive end out of Alabama. What do we have to look forward to, and where do we think that he'll land?
So like I mentioned in the opening, this guy has been battling injury after injury after injury. He takes those hits, man, but he keeps getting back up, and that shows some fight in him, and I like it. But let's go back to his high school days, because this is a very interesting prospect here. So back in 2016 to 17, he was probably the top player in the state of Alabama in terms of high school. Five-star defensive lineman prospect, ranked 26th nationally, and ranked number one in terms of defensive ends in a multitude of different draft sites. So, they mean, there was a lot of hype around LeBryan Ray. We go into 2017. Not started off good. He suffered a foot injury that limited his playing time in his first year. So, during that time, he only had five tackles. Not much going on there, right? 2018, he was able to get a little bit more healthy, and he was able to finally get some work coming in here. Unfortunately, like I mentioned, got a season-ending foot injury this year also, but he did have 39 tackles, two passes defended, and 2.5 sacks. 2019, once again, just had trouble, man. A lower leg injury this time. He had 9 tackles in total, 1 sack, and 4 of those being solo, 5 of those being assisted. So like I said, he also did cause a forced fumble. 2020, he returned to the field after missing 2019 with that. But unfortunately, he couldn't get past it again. Once again, got hurt, played in only 7 games in total, 3 of those being starts. But he had 12 tackles, half a sack, and not much else going on there. And then this past year in 2021, he came back for another season trying to get things going. He did miss Miami and Mercer, but he did go on to play in the final 13 games this past season, with 2 of those being starts. But like I said, since he wasn't really being able to start, and it's Alabama, he wasn't able to rack up a whole lot of stats, but he did have 11 tackles on the year for him with 1 sack. So, I mean, this is someone that you can't really look at the stats and say, wow, this is a top-tier prospect or nothing like that, just because injuries, mostly leg injuries or foot injuries, anywhere lower body, that's really hurt this guy's career, unfortunately. And for someone who was a top prospect coming out of high school and then going to Alabama, you know, the probably premier school in college football, having all this hype around him, just not being able to really stay on the field because of those injuries, you hate to see it. But let's talk more about 6'5", 283-pound guy out of Alabama. What I like about him, some of his strengths and some of his weaknesses. So some strengths, like I said, he delivers a strong punch at the line of scrimmage, uses his hands, sheds some blocks, and he can make some plays, whether it's in the hole, right, going backfield, or outside the box, too. He's got good lower body strength to anchor inside for the most part. He has a lean and he has good lean and good leverage against the run. He's tough for just one offensive lineman to move around. Sometimes gets double teamed. That's why maybe another reason why his stats aren't as blown up as they could be. He's got good leverage. He's got a tall, solid frame, solid length to him. He's got a good job of really just combining his strength and footwork to get inside, to fill some of those holes and recover from certain blocks that the offensive lineman tried to get on him and, you know, just trying to get everything going on there.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
And some of the weaknesses, like I mentioned, mostly injuries is what's really hurt this guy's career. Unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. We see it all the time with athletes. But LeBron, right, that's probably his biggest weakness is just he hasn't been able to play a whole lot of football. And that, you know, you hate to see that. You really do. But some of the weaknesses he needs to improve on at the NFL besides just staying on the field mostly, he can sometimes, once he gets double-teamed, that's pretty much it. He's gonna be taken out of the play. He doesn't shed blocks the best with the most of them. He's not the most flexible guy in the world either, and he sometimes can miss tackles even when he gets his hands on somebody. Instead of more of a wrap tackle, if someone is, you know, just trying to take you to the ground and sometimes just not having the most strong hands to kind of hold on to him and drag him down. He doesn't have the best speed in the world. He has decent speed, but not that elite speed you like to see where he can kind of get around the corner and he can sometimes get taken out of play by the offensive tackles. But final thoughts on LeBryan Ray, you know, he's going to be a late round pick for sure. I think mostly just because you're not going to draft this guy earlier just due to his injuries. But I think that you can draft him late and see what he can do in training camp, see what he can do. Maybe a practice squad player, put him on special teams perhaps, and have him just work your way through your system wherever he does end up in the NFL. And I think that he could be, you know, give him a couple of seasons and he could definitely be a solid piece for a team. I don't know if he's going to say turn into a star player. That'd be great if he does. I mean, what a story that would be. But I think that if you can get him on the field, you know, if he can show that he's going to be working with some of the best medical staffs in the league now. So hopefully any nagging injuries he had out of college, he can get those cleared up real quick. But I think you go with a late round draft pick for this guy, just based off potential and see what he can do, work his way through the system. And I think he'll be a nice piece for an NFL team in a couple of seasons. No doubt about that.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
We definitely want to see that. Find him a great spot with a team that he can have some time with. Give him some time, you know, in the locker room and in the system to build up that strength, to find, you know, those physicalities, you know, that have been, you know, really struggling with throughout the years. to find a way to, you know, push past that, strengthen that even further, you know, and come in as a powerhouse. I mean, he's coming from Alabama. He's probably got some great connections, you know, throughout the football world. He may have some legacy, you know, stuff there with people he's known or people have been his family, but in the past, but he has definitely positioned himself to have a good chance to come in and try to show what he can do. And so we want to see that. He's an Alabama player. He's a defensive end. He's got some great potential. We know that 3 years ago when he was, you know, more free of injuries, that he was coming on the field and he was getting some great stats. He had a lot more tackles. So we want to see him continue to do that. And as the viewers, we want to hear from you. Tell us, what do you think? LeBryan Ray, where will he end up? Are you an Alabama fan? Do you believe that he'll get drafted? And when do you think and where do you think that he'll get drafted? We want to hear from you in the comments. And if you're watching us live, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football. We broadcast live every single week, and we have multiple podcast episodes that come out every single week to make sure you get all the information and everything that you love about 100 Yards of Football. So join us over on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, over on Google Podcasts, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, we are there for you. Just look up 100 Yards of Football, and you'll see our 50-yard line football brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. So, Mr. Logan Landers, thank you so much for that NFL draft prospect from LeBryan Ray, for the defensive end from Alabama. We will be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.